Hi, Duncan. How's it going?
Not bad, Sarah, but I've been pretty busy with my research project lately.
For what course?
I'm taking Dr. Sussman's course, 20th Century American Cultural History.
I've heard he is a tough grader. Does he make you read tons of books?
No, not really. Of course, we have to read a lot, but much of it is popular fiction, like Tarzan of the Apes and The Wizard of Oz.
That doesn't sound too difficult.
Well, the books are easy reads, but the point is to identify what they say about cultural and social attitudes. It's challenging, but interesting. And Sussman is a great lecturer. The difficulty is that he insists on originality. If you just repeat what he himself said or wrote, he'll throw your paper in the wastebasket.
You're kidding!
Well, that's what he said anyway.
What's your assignment?
We have to pick a 20th century invention and trace its social impacts.
You mean like television or cars or computers?
Yeah, but those topics are too obvious. We aren't allowed to choose them because so much has been written about them already.
What's your topic?
I'm writing about the social impacts of central heating.
And what are they?
Well, besides the obvious results of people being less cold at work and at home, some interesting changes in social behavior occurred. For one thing, clothing styles changed. The coats men wore indoors became lighter and shorter, gradually approaching the style of suit businessmen wear today. And of course, women's skirts got shorter.
But wasn't that a matter of changing moral standards?
Not really. Working-class women who sewed clothes in places like New York during the 19th century had to stay close to the small, coal-burning stoves that the factories provided in order to keep them warm enough to be able to use their fingers. But the direct heat of the stoves would burn the skin on their legs if they didn't wear long, thick woolen skirts. Central heating changed that, and shorter skirt styles followed as central heating became widespread.
That's interesting.
There was also an impact on sleeping habits. Up to the late 19th century, people commonly slept communally, that is, all in the same bed, in order to keep warm. Not only families, but even strangers often found themselves sharing the same bed. Of course, wealthy people had different circumstances, but even they might find themselves sharing a bed with a stranger if they traveled in the countryside and had to stop at an inn. Central heating led to more privacy and sleeping arrangements.
Where did you get that information?
There are lots of sources. The writings of Mark Twain, for example, are very descriptive of how people lived in his day and how they reacted to various circumstances. There are also lots of journals and diaries. But you can also get information from newspaper columns and advertisements, and even mail-order catalogs about what was going in and out of fashion and how people at the time reacted to the changes.
Well, it sounds like you have a good idea for your paper.
I hope so.